You know, somebody asked a good question. They said, where do you get your stuff from? Do you get it from yourself or what? Well, no, it's from source. In a way, yeah, but in a way, no. It's really from source. When Jesus went up, he said, I gotta go away because I gotta send you the Spirit of Truth. And so when the disciples went out, they could speak the truth because he said, the Spirit of Truth will remind you of everything that I've said because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27, the Bible. So when you read the Bible, you get the Holy Spirit. You can not only rightly divide the word of truth correctly, but you can rightly divide this reality. So to answer the question, it's a good question. Where do you get your information? Are you the source? No. God is the source. The Holy Spirit is the source. Other saints are the source. I've got saints on here. Every time they make a comment, I learn from them. They learn from me. They have the truth. The reason we're family is because we all have the truth. My left hand knows what my right hand's doing. Does my left hand have its own thoughts? No. Does my right hand have its own thoughts? No. It has to go through the head. Jesus is the head of the body. You don't really have your own thoughts in Christ. You have his thoughts. He gives us free will, but why would we choose death instead of life? We wouldn't. We would choose life because Christ in us. Sons of God, when you have a son in the earth plane, your son looks like you. Well, when God has a son in the spirit plane, sons of God look like God. They think like God. They talk like God. They actually are copies made in his image. You have the earnest of the spirit. Copies of God down here in the earth plane. I got somebody in the real world. Every time I talk to her, I get a download. Those are the kind of people you got to protect. You got to protect those kind of people because if they find out, they'd persecute that person. They'd come after her. You got to protect those that are spirit creatures because the spirit creatures are not of the earth plane. And if the spirit creatures walking around the earth creatures want to kill the spirit creatures. They hate the spirit creatures because they're different. A spirit walker down here in the earth plane is extraterrestrial, an ET. That's why a prophet was a prophet. A prophet's extraterrestrial. That's why in all the movies, they want to kill the ETs. If you're a spirit walker in an earth plane body, if you're a spirit walker, a spirit being in an earth body, they want to kill you. That's why they killed the prophets. That's why they killed Jesus. That's why they killed the saints who used to be ain'ts. They could be saved, but they would rather go their own way. They love death. They're in the death cult. Why would they kill? Jesus came unto his own received him not. John chapter 1. Why would they? Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. Why would they take him out? Why would they want to take him out? Because they're thinking in the 3D, not in the 5D. They're not spirit beings. They're dead. They love the death cult. So if they love the death cult, they're murderers, and they're liars, and they're killers. They know that you're different. You just walk in the room and they know you're different. They know it. They know it by your words. They know it by your actions. They know it by pretty much everything. And that's why the spirit of the devil jumps on them and they want to take you out. They want to kill you. Seriously. So to answer that question, no, I'm not my own source. I got the Bible, which I can rightly divide. I spent 30 years studying it every day of my life. I got 40,000 sermons from 40,000 preachers that I studied over those years. And then I got the Saints online, a few people offline. And like I say, I memorized Dallas Seminary stuff, Charles Stanley. I've listened to Pentecostal, Methodist, Baptist, every denomination I listen to. I have in the past. The body of Christ thinks the same. When you study 40,000 sermons over 30 years, and you find the common denominator, and you rightly divide the word of truth, you know the truth. It becomes a part of you. You eat and drink of it for 30 years, it becomes a part of you. You can quote it like the back of your hand. And so one member of the body is going to speak the same language as the other member. My hand is going to speak the same language as my foot, because the head of the body is Jesus is the head, Christ, his body, or down, their bodies down here walking on earth. So the head tells the hand what to do and the foot what to do, and they walk together. And so each member in the body is going to say, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We know that this is the spirit of truth. We know who's speaking the truth, and we know who's speaking the lie. We know who's born again, and we know who's not born again. Now, we might have some people that are born again, you know, but they kind of got messed up, but they do believe. And there is a believer, and then there's a receiver. There's a believer who's saved, but there's also somebody who received. It depends on how much you want. How much truth do you want? How much of the spirit do you want? How much are you willing to die to the world, the flesh, prayer life? Because if you die to the system, you rise up higher, right? But if you keep one foot in the world and one foot in heaven, it's going to be hard to tell which side, which camp you're in, you know. But if you believe on Jesus, if you receive the spirit of truth into your heart, in the day of Pentecost, the fire came down. They got filled with the Holy Spirit. They spoke in all these different languages. Some people say, oh, they spoke in tongues. No, they spoke in different languages. The word tongues there means different languages, because everybody there heard them in their own language. They were speaking in different languages. That's why it's called a tongue, different tongues, Spanish, French, Greek, English. It's a different tongue, different language. So the Holy Spirit is our teacher. The body of Christ, the Holy Spirit is the teacher, who is the Spirit of truth. And so we are not our own source. We use each other to bounce ideas off. We use the scripture. We go to God, pray to God. And people, if you rub shoulders with somebody in the real world, when you're around them and touch and quantum connect with them, you really get some downloads on some truth. Oh, and before I forget, see, I can see the code. I can see the code in the languages, in the phonics, in the shapes, in the symbols, in the colors. It's the same story. So the way I interpret truth is, number one, the Bible. Number two, some fundamental preachers. Number three, other saints. Number four, this is more important than all the other ones, but the spirit of truth. This abides in you forever. I'm not doing them in an order of importance. I'm just doing them. They're all important. Really, they're all equal, actually, because the spirit of truth is in the believer. But I can also see it in the code and the preacher, the sermons, the Bible, the other saints, people you rub shoulders with who know the truth. And so I can see it also in the code, the codex. Code means codex, which means book. So you're actually in a 3D book. So I can see it in the hologram. The hologram is speaking the same biblical truth as your 2D Bible. Your 3D reality is a 3D Bible. It's a story. Everything you're doing is a story. And if you really want to know what's going on, your thoughts are writing the story for your next day. If you can control your thoughts, you can control your next day. Now, the problem is with that is you got other people around you who are sinners, and they can affect your little cube. You actually have like a you're interfacing, right? So everybody's got their own little cube. It's like a six by six box you're walking around in. And it's a projection. Everything in front of you is a hologram. So when you're walking around, you're interfacing with other people in their little world. But when you rub shoulders with people, their sin will affect you, and your sin will affect them. So it's best to try to hang out with some separated people, some holy people. Because if you hang out with the holy people, when you interface with them, you have peace. But when you hang out with the unholy people, you're going to have drama. The Draco Moss system, because you're actually, when you hang out with the unholy people, you're dropped down into time, and time is befallen, and it's actually taking you down. You're actually going back, and you're actually getting older fast. If you step out of the, communion with the devils, communion with the unsaved, you live longer, and you have more peace, and you have more health. But when you commune with devils, it brings you down. It shortens your life, to be honest with you. I know that's hard to drink, hard to swallow. You know, told the Pharisees this, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh, told his disciples. And so he said, are you walking away after that? Because actually everything that you're doing, you're eating and drinking of Christ. And the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. So there's an appointed day. There was one king in the Bible that God, he asked, can I live 15 more years? Can I live a little bit longer? God gave him 15 more years, and he messed up pretty bad. He messed up. So God has appointed day. But I'm telling you, when you quantum connect with the unhealthy, it affects you. If you think about it, say a man and a woman get married. Every time they kiss, every time they have sex, they're actually sharing their microbiome and their saliva. They're actually affecting each other's body ship, their microbiome, to be honest with you. It's kind of sick sounding, to be honest with you. The microbiome is important. They just started studying it in detail about 5 years ago. But you could go out and you could see it another way too. You go out in your yard and you eat some plants, that affects your microbiome. Your body can fight off a lot of stuff. I mean, there's nothing really, if you study the medical, there's really nothing in the earth plane, unless it's like a poison that your body can't fight off. Your body has all the tools to fight off because you came from the earth, right? So it's hidden code inside your body to fight off sickness. And I noticed 2 years before COVID, I was watching it for 2 years. I was thinking, nobody's coughing, nobody's getting sick. I started seeing everybody was, even right now, I'm not seeing anybody cough. I'm not seeing anybody sick. I think the human race is overcoming sickness, and so they have to create these things. They have to be man-made. I mean, really, look around you. I don't see anybody sick. I don't see anybody coughing. I don't see anybody, I mean, unless somebody has like cirrhosis, they might have hurt themselves by eating too much sugar or drinking too much alcohol or smoking. But the average person, I don't even see them getting sick anymore. I think they're creating these viruses because the human race is becoming immune to sickness. And they don't want you to know it. Two years before COVID hit, I didn't see anybody around me sick. It's like supernatural healing going on. So the answer to the question is God, the Holy Spirit, the Bible, other saints. I see the code that's hidden in plain view. There's a 3D Bible, and there's a 2D Bible, and there's a 5D Bible. And actually, the biggest thing is the Spirit of Truth abides in you forever if you're saved. Born again from above. And so it doesn't matter if it's a brother or a sister. They know the truth. I could drive to visit one of them and we'd be on the same page. I can go up the street here to the local Baptist church and we'd be pretty much on the same page, except for they'd probably be a legalist. They would have all the same truth, but for some reason, a building, some kind of church building or 501c puts you back under legalism. I already know why, but I'm just saying. Every time you talk to somebody who's sitting on a church pew, they're under some kind of legalism. It's sad. But for the most part, they're on the same page. You can't be your own source. God has to be your source. The Bible has to be your source. Other saints have to be preachers and teachers and people who rightly divide the word of truth. You can't just be on an island by yourself. That's impossible, really. Anyway, nobody's an island. Even if you tried, it'd be impossible, because I tried. Every time I try to walk away from the world, the flesh creatures follow you. You can't. If you move to an island, they'd follow you there. They really would. You can't hide. It's just the code, the creation code, it tells you, you've been put here to pull people out of Babylon. If you try to go be out in the woods by yourself somewhere, you'll be miserable. You have to have the interaction, because the interaction pushes you higher, and it pushes them higher. And if you don't have that, you're going down. You've got to have the interaction. If you're isolated, it's not healthy at all.